I think I stood up and went to the restroom and came back, and they're all clapping for me, and I was the president. No, I actually volunteered for it.
Well, good morning, everyone. This is Dave Thompson. I'm your host here at Beyond Clean with Ace. And you know what? It's September, and it's time to be at the FSPMA conference here in Orlando again. And you know what? There's been a change in the people at the top. Mark has stepped down, and somebody else has took his place, and boy, did she get thrown into the fire. Well, maybe I should say the wind.
It was the wind.
It was the wind and the rain.
And the wind and the rain. I just came from North Florida, and yes, the hurricane hit us, our county, Suwanee County, and it hit the surrounding counties on the west side of us really bad.
Okay, so
but I made it.
Let's tell people who we are talking with today instead of Mark, because he's not the guy at the top anymore.
That's right. This is Lori Musgrove.
And so now I got to ask a question, Lori. How in the heck did you get pulled into this?
I think I stood up and went to the restroom and came back, and they're all clapping for me, and I was the president. No, I actually volunteered for it.
Okay, now are you sure that you should have volunteered at this point?
Yes.
Okay.
I enjoy it. It's just it's a lot the first day, because there's a lot of things going on and just trying to work out the kinks.
Now, you know, the thing is last week when we talked, we had just survived the hurricane, but you were really close to it.
Yes, it did hit our county and the surrounding counties, like I said, but we weathered through it. We didn't have any structural damage. School is still out. We do have a lot of emergency people there getting us all back in order and back in shape so we can start school soon.
So has that affected the conference?
Yes, it sure did. There's a lot of people in the northern counties that just still don't even have power today.
And so attendance is going to be down?
It's going to be down a little bit. I don't think very much, but it's going to be affected some, yes.
Well, I mean, you know, that's to be expected when you go through something like that. I mean, although most of the attendance is usually from the middle and south part?
Yes, the majority is normally from there, but we do have quite a bit that's from the northern counties, and it is going to affect them, and they got to think of their families first and get safety and get everything situated and hopefully get power back on, and, you know, it's a lot. It's a lot to endure when you go through a hurricane.
You know, as we talked before we got here to the conference, it was interesting about what we're having to deal with in the name of the conference this year.
Oh, yes, yes. Managing the changes. And changes happen every day.
Well, you know, I've got a unique deal on Thursday I'll be presenting, and it is about change. That's the way I'm starting my day, about
yes,
change.
Yes, yes.
And it will be real interesting how that all ties in come Thursday.
Yes, it is. It is a challenging thing, and change is actually good. I mean, not so much of the hurricane change,
right,
but as far as change, that's what makes you grow. You grow and you leap ahead.
Yeah, if you don't change, you're not growing. You know?
Exactly, exactly.
Change is going to happen. It will happen. So what's the big changes that we're thinking the conference is going to be talking about the most this week?
I'm not really sure. They do have a lot of classes that are going on. And as far as changes, I'm not really sure what's all going on.
So whenever you're setting up the conference for the first time this year,
mm-hmm,
thankfully most of that was done before this,
yes,
this emergency happened.
Yes, exactly.
So all the people and all the things were in the right place.
Yes.
Anything spectacular happening during the conference?
I just enjoy having all the people and the attendees and the vendors. I love seeing them and seeing that it just all works and flows. I'm very appreciative of the board and several people on there that's done an amazing job getting classes set up, getting the registration. It takes a team. It's not one person. It takes us all to get
it's
done.
It's a year-long process.
Yes, it is, and that's why we only do it annually. And some I can't people imagine being an event planner.
Some people say even once a year is too many times.
No, but it's good. It's good for the school districts. They get a lot of training, a lot of education that they need. CEUs, some people need that for their jobs. They learn new things, new techniques. They learn there's a bunch of different vendors out there that's got new products, you know, and we all need this for the school. It's all about the change.
So somebody's listening to this, and I might be putting you on the spot.
I'm sure you are.
Do you have any idea of how many schools and how many counties are we pulling from here?
As far as
for the conference, how many people? I mean, you know, not people, but how many
different counties?
Yeah, right.
I don't know that right offhand. Usually, probably 2/3 of the counties. There's what, 67 in the state of Florida, so I'd say at least probably 2/3 of the county. There's somebody from that county that actually comes to the conference.
You know what? I looked on the FSBMA site, and I couldn't see on there the amount of schools, districts, you know, actual count of school districts that were in the state. And I thought that was an interesting thing.
I don't know how many school districts and colleges, because we the colleges are able to come also. I don't know how many is in each school, each district, how many schools there are. There is a number. I mean, our little old county of Suwanee only has 10 schools. So I know, like, at one point, Miami-Dade had 525. But, you know, we're just a little small county where I'm come from, and I enjoy it.
When you're talking about this, though, and that numbers do make a difference in a way that we're not talking, this is a small event, folks. If you're listening to this, this isn't just, you know, 300 or 400 people that are involved. We could have thousands of people. Attendance during COVID went down.
Yes.
We expected it to go up, but the hurricane got in the way.
Yes. I mean, it was climbing back up. I think we had close to 275, 300 attendees last year, I think. Don't quote me on that. And we were hoping to go up a little bit more. We normally have like 325, 350.
Right. Okay.
Before COVID. But I know the attendees are down now due to COVID and due to the hurricane.
Yeah, and people, if you're listening, you're probably thinking, well, 250 people in a lot. But when you consider how many people each one of those represents, how many students, faculty,
exactly,
visitors, the community that they represent, you know, when you start talking about several different schools that I know of here, right here close, you know, that have 375 custodians, 500 custodians, 800 custodians, they're impacting a lot of human lives.
Yes, they are. They're coming in contact with everybody and our next future business leaders. You know, these are people, kids, students that they're, you know, teaching and being there, making sure that they have the proper of everything to be able to learn and grow and, you know, become a great adults one day.
There's a keynote, I'm assuming?
Yes.
And?
Her name is Becky Skipper, and she is from our county. She is a teacher, and she's been teaching for 20, 30-something years. Great lady. I can't wait for y'all to meet her. She's very, very energetic. I love her, and she's a great friend of mine.
What's the name of her presentation?
She's just speaking on managing the changes.
Just managing the changes. Yeah, there we go. Okay, so we're here at the first day. We have all day tomorrow with vendors and classes.
Yes.
And then we have all day classes on Thursday.
Yes.
And then you get...
We wrap it up and chill on Friday. I hope, anyways.
So, folks,
we do have a meeting, a follow-up meeting with the pros and cons that went on with the conference. We'll have that on Friday morning, and just kind of start planning for the following. And the new president, which would be Teresa, she will be our next president for next year.
And you'll be done? And
no, I won't be done. I won't be done. I mean, I'll still be on the board, and as long as I'm still employed because I'm getting ready to retire soon, next couple of years.
Ah, yes. Now see, when you listen to a podcast, you always learn something that's interesting
yes,
and fun.
Yes, yes.
All right. Well, thanks for stopping by and taking a little bit of a talk with us, and hopefully the conference goes as you have planned it.
I hope it does too. And if not, we'll put out the fire and keep on going. They never even know the difference.
So, folks, if you're listening to this podcast, please like, share it. That's the only way that a podcast is actually valuable, is if you share it. And I'm sure that, Lord, I'd love to have other people know.
Yes, I would. Good to see you, and we'll see you next year.